The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thank you so much for joining us morning, waking up with us, or you're getting ready to head out or all of that. Today, on the 7th of May, 7:05 in the morning, the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Any national days out there?
National Tourism Day.
Tourism. Mm. Oh, okay. We can go with that. Anything else?
National Bike to School Day.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that should be very popular here in Redding because of all the bike lanes we have. I don't see a lot of people on them, but
I would not yet because they're in construction, but I really would like to see, and I'm sure many of meetings have been held place with like the future look of Redding.
Yeah.
Because we live downtown and our business is downtown of, mm-hmm. you know, how many people do bike? Is this what you're trying to, you know, make where, downtown? Oh, okay. We have coming up.
At
she 7:30, was.
She's going to be inducted into our Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Redding Hall of Fame just walked in.
And okay. She is 1958.
Redding Rodeo Queen.
Yeah. She has got some stories, and look at that hat. Anyway,
okay.
Amazing. I'll get some pictures posted, and we'll get it up to our Facebook. Now, listen, first of all, I haven't gone to the weather yet. Good morning, Wednesday. It doesn't feel like a hump day because there's just so much going on, and you have to share with us about the city council meeting last night. But it is the 7th of May, and this is our grandson's 19th birthday.
No, he's got to be older than that. Nope, you're right.
He's in college.
Yeah.
And he has decided, you know, the parent, because the granddaughter, Ashlyn, is in getting her master's in criminal psychology. And she's just loving it. Straight A student, always was, you know, pro athlete. And so Michael's been big athlete, you know, pro sports. But he really got into the mechanical part of his brain. Studies were hard for him, even though he held a B-plus average or a B average. You know, he struggled a little bit, and it just like maybe he wasn't sure about his career path. So his parents said give college 1 year. So, you know, he went to New Mexico State, right?
He was running an A average there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, regular school was not.
Was he doing an A average?
Yeah.
Well, I know in school he got an award for reading the most books in grade school.
Yeah.
He's a book reader.
But he is somebody that wants to go into the trades.
He wants to go into the trades. And so after 1 year of college, he just said, okay, this is what he's going to go into. So is he going into diesel mechanics? What is his wish?
No, he's going to be HVAC.
HVAC.
And he's already got a summer job, internship.
He's going to be richer than all of us. You know, because the trades are such a vital, important part of, and how many times do you feel like, oh my gosh, like with Alliance Heating and Air, how many times have they come to our rescue? Do they keep us tuned? I mean, when you've got when it's 115 in Redding, you're just like, if my air conditioning goes out, I'm in a mess. But going on with today, and you probably will be running your air conditioning, 85 today, and those winds are calming down. Thank God. 58 tonight, Thursday calls for 89, and, as we progress through the week, Friday is 93. And Mother's Day weekend, it's going to be going back down to 81 on Sunday. So if you're outside and you're going to brunch and those things for Mother's Day, you're going to have a slightly cooler day. But we're up in the low 90s through the rest of the week. You know, the weather's brought to you by our friends in Anderson. We've been talking about them lately, the Kinney family, 365-3793, where they love our veterans and our seniors and our community, and they do all they can to help you with a special discounts to serve you. that's Shasta Gas Propane. This morning, I have to say, it was the sweetest thing because, you know, Carl said that he, last night, he said, I saw this article or I read this thing on Facebook about, you know, what you can do to start your morning, right?
Yes.
And you said,
I thought that was kind of be something between us.
Well, I think it's a great thing for everybody. I think it's a great thing for everybody. That's why I'm sharing it.
Okay.
Because
do you have a pen over there?
I think when you start your day with that, it's a great way to be on a positive note. And it's like, how, and the word is, how can I serve you? So we think about that in a way of, how do I serve my community? How do I serve my spouse? How do I serve my family? And if you come from a position of that, it's like, it starts your day off with, here's how you can help me. I need this. And then you're feeling heard. Right?
I think so. And it goes, like we said, it goes in two ways. And with the person that you care for, is how can I help? Essentially, what you're saying is, how can I make your life easier today?
Yeah, and it could be just one simple thing like, I need you to run an errand, or I need you to be on the daily task of taking out the garbage. I need you to blah, 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 whatever that is. But that's also a mindset. What I'm trying to say here is, it's also a mindset. What's great is that, you know, I try to get up in the morning before Carl and read I have this book called Simple Abundance, and a girlfriend gave it to me for my birthday, probably, 8 years ago? But it goes through the daily calendar. So, you know, every day falls, every year falls on a different day, but it doesn't matter because it's that day. And so this day was really about how your the daily, like Emily Dickinson, used to, at a certain age in her life, she just never went out. She loved the bliss of cooking and writing. And she would make biscuits and serve, you know, give those to her neighbor. And it just, the simplicity of life, she found the brilliance and the joy of. And so that's basically what I think that's about. Like, how can I, in this, whatever you're doing in that moment, find the best that you can. Anyway, so we got a lot to cover today.
Did you do the whole weather thing?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I know.
Lots of things in here. We're going to, our guest, 7:30, is we're going to be talking Ready Rodeo. And I don't know if anybody else is coming, but Sandy is more than enough.
Well, tell us about last night.
Well, last night, and I'm going to put the photos on Facebook this morning. A bunch of us from the Ready Rodeo Association and the Asphalt Cowboys and supporters of the Ready Rodeo showed up at the city council meeting. So you walk in, and there's a saddle in there, and there's some posters for Ready Rodeo. I said, I asked Ted Bambino, I said, did you put those up? And he goes, no. And then here comes the city council. Every one of them's got a cowboy hat on. And I'm going to put that on Facebook.
That's
today.
Great.
They all had a cowboy hat on. And then when we started to discuss it, Barry Tippin and the city council and another one of the city employees up on the front there all put cowboy hats on. So I kind of thought, that's a good sign. And so they approved 5-0 the 25-year lease and the 2 10-year bumps after that, you know, extensions. And what that allows is this partnership that we've had for 77 years to go on. And as one person said, Josh Johnson got up there and said, you know what this means is my grandkids can see this rodeo.
I like that.
When you think about that, you know, his grandkids can see this rodeo. And he's young. But that's true. And so you're looking at 45 years of a lease for something that's so much enjoyed by our community. And we want to just thank everybody that was involved with it. And I mean, and Barry Tippin got singled out by Ted Bambino for being one of the ones coming over to the
rodeo grounds,
right. Our clubhouse, talking to the board of directors and all this. This is a big step forward. This allows that first part of that $12 million facelift to start now. And now it's up to us. Now we have to deliver. We've delivered. But now we're not resting on our laurels.
Well, we talk about the fact that there's golf widows. Well, we wives that are involved with anybody in the Asphalt Cowboys, because let's just talk about that the Reading Rodeo, many of the Asphalt Cowboys actually are also members of the Reading Rodeo. So they come together.
Some are. Not a
well,
lot,
okay. But, I thought there was like it seems like in the they exchange a lot in the leadership.
Well, you got Kurt Hoyer, who is the top hand of the Asphalt Cowboys, is also a is on our not the board of directors, but on the one of the big committees there. Yeah, is on there. Several others, but you're right. There are crossovers.
And on the weekends, and really throughout the week, especially now, they are out there power washing, digging, cleaning, building.
Pouring cement.
Yes.
Putting in the ADA ramps. In fact, when you come here this year on the north end, we've got ramps. We've got a lot bigger areas there. We've got... the whole place already, you know, we painted it, replaced boards, you know, for seats and, foot for your feet. Everything's been power washed till it's just power washed out. And we got to take a break here, showing kind of indicative of this. Not only is Saturday night sold out, but it made the announcement a few hours ago Friday night is now sold out at the Reading Rodeo.
We'll be listening
so
next week.
We have tickets.
I think we've got tickets. We're going to see what we.
All 4 nights.
Yeah, we have some staff and other. So we do have. Let's see. I'm going to have
we'll
a stack.
Giving,
we're going to go.
We'll,
yes,
we'll be giving away tickets next week. So we'll be able to cover it. But that means Thursday nights and Wednesday nights open. And I tell you what, Wednesday night is just a great night for
Native American
appreciation, the dancing and all that, and a full-bore rodeo right after that. Hey, we got to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Reading Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Celebrate that special mom in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch in our event center on Sunday, May 11th. Seatings are available at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Let us do the cooking and the dishes so you can enjoy quality time with your loved ones. Pricing per person only, $45 plus fees. Reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
On behalf of the Chicks and Chaps 2025 Committee, we'd like to thank our following sponsors in helping to make this year's Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon the best ever. A heartfelt thanks goes to Fowler Oncology, Redding Rancheria, Goldmart, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Foundation, Lulu's, Holiday Harbor, Four Winds Jewelry, Urban Retreat, the Sheraton Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant, Ortega's Restaurant in Palo Cedro, Woody's Bar and Grill, and Wonderland Signs. Good morning! On this beautiful Wednesday, the 7th of May. Yes, rodeo week, it's rodeo time actually next week, but we, in the next, segment.
It starts Saturday.
And speaking of rodeo, there is going to be a play that starts May 9th at the Riverfront Playhouse called Tojito. You may have heard about this before. It's a setup for dramatic and unforgettable ride as the Riverfront Playhouse presents Tojito, an original work written and directed by Lisa Murphy Collins. It's set during Redding's annual Tojito, named for the Cherokee word meaning peace of mind, body, and spirit. Anyway, it's going to be a wonderful.
It's set during the Redding Rodeo. They've got Redding Rodeo references all the way through it. They've got a horse, they've got dogs, and they got a bull. Oh. On stage.
And we're going to give two tickets away from that. These tickets are good for, these are vouchers. So you need to place the phone number of the call when you get these vouchers, because then it gets to the tickets at the front door.
Yeah.
So these are for May 9th, opening night, Saturday, May 10th, Mother's Day, and Sunday, May 11th only. So give us a call here at 605-4567, and we're going to give you four tickets.
This will be a family pack.
Yeah.
Or you and two friends. Two of you with two friends.
Or
one of you with three friends.
Yeah.
Or three of you with one friend.
Give us a call this morning. We'd love to have you go. 605-4567.
You know what the big day is today, folks? Today is Real ID Day. Yeah, that's right. It kicks off today, 20 years after it became a law. It was pushed back from 2023. They said, oh, no, we're not ready. So they've had 2 years. And so you got New Jersey, where people are almost rioting because they can't get into the DMV because they don't have enough room for them. They're way behind. Others have done better. But what's this mean? It came about after 9/11 and set minimum security standards for state-issued driver's licenses and ID cards. These standards apply to people boarding a commercial flight in the U.S., be it within the continental United States or international flights. And it's been delayed so many times, but no longer. And the final delay was granted, like I said, in 2022 to allow states additional time.
That's not like going in and getting
a
driver's license.
And then it was going to be May 3rd. Anyway, it's May 7th today, 2025. Air travelers 18 and older should now provide a compliant ID at the airport's Transportation Security Administration checkpoint, TSA. Other forms now, if you don't have that. You've got one. I don't.
Yeah.
Other acceptable IDs.
You don't have what?
Include. I don't have a real ID. I don't have a California driver's license with a real ID.
Is there a reason you didn't do that?
Yeah, I just didn't want to. I already have
a passport.
I already have a passport. I have a passport card, and I have my military ID.
Yeah, I have all
now,
of the above.
What I was saying is, though, if you don't have the real ID, you just heard about it today on the show, you got to go down to the DMV, and you've got to take stuff down there.
Yes.
And it's not easy.
No.
And one of our friends has been married several times, said it was hell.
Yes.
Because they had to bring all these different names
documents
down there. Proving that you live here, a birth certificate.
Social security.
Yeah, okay, when you did it, what did you have to
do? I think I had to take four forms of ID. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you could take a utility bill.
Well, that's part of it, showing you live.
Yes, you take a utility bill.
Okay.
Oh,
have you done it?
I need to do it.
Oh.
I tried to do it. They wouldn't take my birth certificate because the state of Ohio, which I got from the state of Ohio, laminated it.
Oh!
The state of Ohio laminated it with their seal on it, but DMV will not take it because it's laminated.
Because it was laminated.
So I had to get a new birth certificate, and I have to go back in and still do all that.
Okay. Now, if you have a passport, they will accept a passport.
Do you have a passport?
I do not.
Okay.
Better get one. I mean, it's
a
6 months out.
U.S. Department of Defense ID, and I have one of those. Or a federally recognized tribal ID.
Okay.
So that's recognized, too. So, starts today. Now, does this mean you can't fly? Say you want to get on a plane today. I don't have a real ID. Does that mean you're not going to fly? No. But what it does, the joys of TSA are just going to expand for the people without real
IDs.
Here's
the waiting room.
That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to put you over to another line. They may be diverted to a different line, have an extra step, but people will be allowed to fly. So I would tell you, if you're flying, beginning now, and you don't have a real ID, and you're planning on going through your usual hour showing up, you may want to give yourself another 30 minutes or an hour, because how many other people don't have it? According to Christy Noem, told House lawmakers during an appropriations hearing Tuesday that over 80% of American airline travelers are now real ID compliant.
Okay.
So, but that's 20%, which would be millions.
Okay, I want to segue from that. Over 130 elector cardinals from around the globe were set to gather in seclusion at the Sistine Chapel today to vote for the successor to Pope Francis, a process expected to take multiple days that will result in new leadership for the world's 1.4 billion Roman Catholics. It seems that the mass of the election of the Roman Pontiff, I'm not going to go to the name, Cardinal Giovanni Battista, okay, not so bad. He called for unity in faith and prayer and said the new Pope is facing a difficult, complex, and troubled turning point in history. Later today, the cardinals will be transported from their living quarters at Casa Santa Marta, where Francis lived during his papacy at the Sistine Chapel. Closed off from the world, they will again pray and begin deliberations ahead of the first round of voting. This
there
is taking
go.
A while.
They put the chimney up.
Papacy.
And
thank
on
you.
The and on the chimney, if they don't agree by the end of the day, they take all their ballots, they're strung together on a thread, they're put into the stove, and some other stuff is, something else, another ingredient's put in it. They light them, and it'll come out, and the smoke will be black.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, everybody knows no pope has been chosen. When they choose the pope, they'll put it, back in that stove and light it, and when it's white smoke, connotates that they have elected a pope. So that's what people look for at the end of each day. The longest it's ever gone was over a year, and the powers then, because they couldn't agree on who was going to be the pope, and they were there for a year, they locked them into the room and didn't feed them until they came out. That was back in the 1500s, and we have to run.
Yeah, well, we coming back in the next segment, you're going to hear from Sandy Winters, who started the Junior Writers in 1951, and she is such a cow woman, cow girl. It's amazing. In 1958, she was in leadership and Posse Queen. We'll find out more about her when we come back from the break.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years. Winner of Best in the North State the last 3 years in a row, the only full-service jewelry store in town, located at 2225 Hilltop Avenue, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. These are great people, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. You're going to love it there. And you know what? I bet they've got some rodeo buckles that you can buy.
They've got some beautiful, some absolutely beautiful turquoise jewelry.
Yep.
Right now.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with the homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. This Friday, 5 to 10 p.m., join us downtown at the Whistle Stop Park stage for a wild time at the annual street dance, this year featuring Ben Haggard and the Strangers. Monday is the Kitty Pet Parade at 6 p.m. in the Mount Shasta Mall. Tuesday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will once again rob a bank and hide their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues, finding the loot, and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Saddle up. They're back for Rodeo Week.
Celebrate that special mom in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch in our event center on Sunday, May 11th. Seatings are available at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Let us do the cooking and the dishes so you can enjoy quality time with your loved ones. Pricing per person only, $45 plus fees. Reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between.
between his two eyes.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, it's Rodeo Central here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I can't think of a more American event except maybe NASCAR. But even NASCAR isn't rodeo. 7:35 in the morning here on the 7th of May, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Absolutely. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. I know we have our insurance with Judy Maxwell. And for many of you who are trying to figure out like what you're doing with investments, they have both capabilities and great staff to help you figure out like what's happening with Medicare, what's happening with my insurance. We've sent people to her that where their fire, they've lost their insurance due to being canceled by because of the fires or whatever, and they have been successful with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 221-0441, located on Hilltop Drive. That's next to Members First Credit Union.
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, you know, Rain Rodeo Association started the Hall of Fame dinner about 2 years ago.
This will be the third year.
This will be the third year. And the reason is to honor those people and in some cases those famous animals that helped make the Reading Rodeo so famous and so well respected throughout the country. And yes, it is, my friends, throughout the country. So we thought it was time to, you know, to start recognizing those people who have played such a large part in the Reading Rodeo and making it a success.
And through the years, and aren't we at 77th this year?
77th. And
right. That's a lot of years of history.
And so, we have a Hall of Fame dinner. Now, this isn't closed to just Rodeo Association people. This is open to the public. So it's going to be next Tuesday down at the Rodeo Grounds. And the tickets are, I think there's still some tickets available. Well, I'm surprised, but I still think there's some tickets available. If you just go to readingrodeo.com and you can get tickets to this. There's no bad seats there. It's out there right there at the Rodeo Grounds, out in the back toward where the cantina is. Great food, but we honor some really, really super people. One of them's with us today.
And good morning.
Sandra Sandy Winters. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Sandy.
Thank you for having me.
You're just, amazing. I mean, you come in with what we think of the gracefulness of a, I want to say, cause you're always going to be a cowgirl at heart, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And according to what we have here, you joined the Junior Riders in 1951.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, we go back a little further than that.
Yeah.
My dad got me a horse when I was 12 years old for my birthday, a red dun gelding with a blaze face, and he was a retired Posseette horse. And I was affiliated then with an organization called the Shasta County Riders of the Wonderland. They had a clubhouse on Cedar and Canyon Drive. And they did mainly trail riding, but they did a few horse shows also. And then all of a sudden, they phased out the junior division of their organization, and we become the Shasta Junior Riders. We had white shirts and turquoise chinks that we wore, and we paraded. We mainly local parades because a lot of us didn't have horse trailers back then. And
so, how'd you get your horses to the parade?
We rode. We rode everywhere we went. Yeah,
gotta love that. You know,
we had pretty good kids' horses back then, and we didn't need trainers or anything. We just did it ourselves.
Uh huh.
Most of us were located in the South Reading area. And a lot of times, if we were going up to the Trinity County Fair or Bernie Basin Days or whatever, we'd use Jim Hempstead Livestock Hauling or Chase Livestock, and they'd put our horses in a big livestock truck, and away we'd go. We were lucky we had enough parents that were really good about helping.
Sandy.
So then John Ballman decided he wanted a junior sheriff posse. And Wes Ludwig was in the Shasta County Sheriff Posse, and his wife, Dode, was in the Posseettes. They were very active with horses. And luckily, they were located in South Reading. So it was quick for us to ride over there and do our drill practice and stuff. And it took a while before we got our uniforms. We just wore white shirts and Levi's and white straw hats. But Vivian Wagers was in the Possiettes, very active. Had a company on Milo Avenue called Custom Leatherworks, and she started making our outfits for us.
Well, that helped.
As time rocked on, pretty soon we had red shirts and white leather stars on our shoulders, shoulder patches, and leggings for the horses. And we used white rope with red tassels.
I love that.
Yeah.
We're like a real show.
Yeah. Well, we made it. We had a lot of kids in that group, but luckily we had enough parents that got there ahead of time and helped get the horses, the kids ready
sure.
for the parades and stuff.
Well, in 1958, you were crowned Shasta County Posse Queen.
Yeah, that was sponsored by the 2030 Club. It was down south of Redding, North Chuckwagon. And that was quite an honor. There were quite a few girls that went out for Queen that year. I was really honored to be able to compete with them. And luckily, I was chosen. We didn't have the status that the Miss Redding Rodeo has now. We were just Redding Rodeo Queen. We got a $75 allowance to go buy some outfits and the rest of it was up to the queen to make sure that she got everywhere.
All right.
Would you go to other rodeos and represent Redding Rodeo? I mean, like now.
They didn't do that back then.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Now, Sandy, how many rodeos have you gone to?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're the Redding Rodeo?
Redding Rodeo, yeah.
Well, I think I've only missed one.
Starting from the very beginning, 1948.
That was, I went with my dad. That was the first regular Redding Rodeo, but they had rodeos before that.
They did. They had them down at the, they did.
And there was a rodeo
grounds. Sheriff's Posse or something rodeo, but.
No. They had a rodeo grounds 4 miles east of Redding, and they put on rodeos out there.
Sandy is
invaluable.
There's no hesitation on this. You're bringing up things from the middle 40s, and absolutely correct on it. And I'm trying to remember what I had for breakfast.
But you've
only missed one rodeo since the official beginning of the Redding Rodeo, which we say is in 48.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I bought tickets every year. I had tickets last year, but we couldn't make it. It was kind of primitive back then. The stock wasn't the quality they have nowadays. Going way back, the cowgirls used to actually ride to the rodeos and lead their own bucking horse and camp out along the way.
All right.
Yeah, this is going way back.
And this is the beauty of the heart of the cowgirl and the cowboy. Just the cowboy code is one of my favorites ever. And the living on the land and being with the animal. And just loving what you do. There's like not a separation.
Well, I've had horses for 72 years. I lost my last horse last June to a tragic accident. And ironically, he was a Red Dun gelding.
Wow.
Yeah. We've had three in our family. Well, no, we've had four in our family. But one was a filly that our daughter had, and my husband trained her out, and she's a pretty good horse, and it seemed like we had some bad luck there. We lost her to colic, but our best horse that we ever had, my husband's from southeast Oklahoma, and we used to go back there on vacations to visit with his grandparents. Well, one of the guys that my husband went to school with was going to drill a well, and he had this 2-year-old Morgan Quarter Cross gelding, Red Dun gelding, and we were in 1956 Ford pickup, no horse trailer. My husband went down to the local lumber mill and got some oak sideboards and build a rack, and we brought that horse 2,048 miles to California in the back of that pickup truck.
Do you know what is funny about that? You can see that. I read this book about, it's a true story about these giraffes that went from the East Coast all the way to the San Diego Zoo, and they built that. They built a thing in the back of the truck in order to take these giraffes that were in some kind of shipwreck. So even one was injured, and the story of this. So I can see it in my mind's eye, but boy, I'll tell you what, you should write a book on that. If you can write your memory, your memoirs of that, that is just a fantastic story of how people did it.
What really got my attention when you said 2,048 miles. And there's no doubt in my mind that's how far it was, 2,048 miles with the lumber racks
in the back of the truck.
In the back of the truck to bring that red.
Did you camp along the way, or what did you do?
No, we drove straight through. We just unloaded him at the gas stations and fed and watered him.
Okay.
Yeah, he would just literally jump in the back of the pickup. That's how he'd been trained. But a lot of people back then, this was 1960, and a lot of people back then hauled their horses in stock racks, and he was used to it. He was just 2 years old, but he was a one-of-a-kind horse. He would do anything for you.
Mm.
You just showed him what you wanted, and he'd do it. Don roped on him. Our daughter was 3 years old in the Cottonwood Rodeo Parade, rode him right down through the main street on that horse, and he took care of her.
Oh. Well, Sandy, we're going to have to take a quick break
and we'll
here.
Come right back to...
because we'd like to talk about the other things.
Sandy Winters.
That Sandy, who is being inducted into the Reading Rodeo Hall of Fame next Tuesday, and there's still tickets available there. Tickets are $50. That includes dinner and there's a lot of silent auction or raffle items going on also. But it's a great night. We'll be inducting five people next Tuesday. And if you go to readingrodeo.com, and you can get your tickets, and you can meet Sandy, who is just definitely inspiring. But when we come back, talk about some of the other things that Sandy has done in our community. And it's not just rodeo. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership, from grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundown Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundown Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
But there's a rodeo, life's got its hold on me, and the rain. Set me free. You know I've got to be a
rodeo. And welcome back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Great, yeah. Great collection of songs that you're playing there, buddy.
Yeah, I like them. You break down all these things so yeah. I can get them on my playlist
for
the truck.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, the 7th of May, 7:52 in the morning, probably about 60-something degrees out there, going up to, I believe, what, 85 today, or is it going to be a little bit hotter?
Today looks like we're going to have temperatures around 85.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay.
And then 89 tomorrow. Friday's 93. Saturday's 93. And Sunday looks like we're back down on Mother's Day on about 81. Beautiful riding weather.
Yeah, riding weather.
Yeah.
And we're here with, this is our third iteration for the Reading Rodeo Hall of Fame. And we're here with one of the inductees who has been a member here in the Reading Rodeo Association, been associated with the Reading Rodeo since its inception, really, going back to probably maybe even the beginning, official beginning rodeo of the, in 1948. But Sandy Winters, who was the Reading Rodeo Queen in 1958, and as she said, it wasn't like it was now. You didn't, they don't travel around and all that, but you did. They gave you, $75 for clothes? And
that's correct.
And they used to ride their horses to the parades because nobody had horse trailers unless they were, if they were up like up in Weaverville or those places, they'd get a stock contractor to haul the horses and all this. So, but you've done other things. You've been associated with other things, Sandy, besides the rodeo.
And one of the things we wanted to talk and share with our listeners about how you were founding the Firewise Council. Can you share with us what that's about?
Well, about 3 years ago, we decided that we would try and do a Firewise community. and that's where you have meetings and encourage people to fire harden their property, remove the brush and flammable materials, and clean out your rain gutters and cover your vents with screens. Try and keep all the trash hauled away. There's an ordinance right now that Chris Kellstrom's working on called 100-foot defensible space ordinance, and it's about to go before the Board of Supervisors. Hopefully it's going to be approved. It's just going to make a lot of areas that are really overgrown and neglected, and the owners refuse to do anything about their...
So they could be fined and brought up before you've got to, because it's really about the respect of your neighbor too.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a county ordinance, so right. That's what we need.
So you're active in beginning that and starting that Firewise Council.
Yes, I am.
Okay, and so, congratulations for that, because you are, so involved in the community. What are some of the other horse organizations that you've been involved in or started or founded?
Well, when I aged out of the Shasta County Junior Sheriff Posse at the age of 18, we got affiliated with a group called the Oregon Trail Riders, and we built an arena out by the drag strip. And it was a pretty active club. A lot of them were parents of Junior Posse members. And
they wanted to continue on.
They were hard workers, yeah. We put on horse shows and ropings and things out there. As time progressed, things rock on, and they kind of faded off. But we had lots of activities that we went to, horse activities and stuff. But getting back to the first Reading Rodeo, I remember there was a lady bronc rider by the name of Lil Bugnuda. She was from the Intermountain area. She was on the Dixie Valley Ranch up there, and she rode bareback right with the men, and was good. They were ranch people.
But there was a lot of, back then in the 30s and 40s, that a lot of women were competing in the rodeos.
Yeah, they had.
I mean, not hundreds, but there was significant numbers.
Well, like I said, a lot of them didn't have horse trailers.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they even made horse trailers back then. There was probably the wooden, going back to the wood sided.
Yeah.
Things that they could get together. But a lot of times they just camp along the way, going towards the next rodeo and lead their own bucking horse. But then after we ended up getting out of the Shasta, the Oregon Trail Riders, I became drill master for the Junior Sheriff Posse. And I did that for a couple of years. And then one of the members of the Shasta County Sheriff Posse decided they wanted to be the drill the advisors for the Shasta County Junior Sheriff Posse. And so that worked out good. It was time for new ideas and new direction. We'd been really active in CSHA, and you had to go to regionals, and that was usually, this was Region 2 back then, it's not now. And you had to win at regionals in order to go to state. And we, at state level, we went to Santa Barbara, Antioch, and Turlock, and competed. And a lot of it was written tests, interviews, writing skills. We had to do a lot of practicing and even tying knots and stuff.
Wow.
And when we were under the direction of Wes Ludwig, he put on a lot of meetings there at his house where we could practice and get ready for going to state. It was a big honor back then. Luckily, I have 3 medals from that.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, Sandy, we could go on here probably for 3 hours easily, but we've run out of time here.
Oh, darn.
So, I know, but you know what? Doesn't mean you can't come back again.
Thank you so
much. No, you're just, your history and you're able to, I mean, you tell a story that we're right there with you.
And you've been in Happy Valley for 60 years.
66.
66 years.
It'd be 67 December 13th.
In the same house.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
amazing.
If you want to come down and meet Sandy, and it's fascinating, why don't you join us at the Hall of Fame dinner next Tuesday. There's still some tickets available. Just go to readingrodeo.com. I can't wait to watch and listen to her some more next Tuesday. Thank you so much, Sandy.
Thank you,
Sandy. Thank you so much for what you've done
for
us.
Thanks
for
having me. This is a real honor.
Oh, it's an honor to have you here. Hey, when we come back from the news, we're here with the Reading Police Department.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Domestic air travelers will need to have a real ID card at the airport today. The new requirements are taking effect after many delays. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says any passengers without real ID should expect additional identity checks.
Folks will come through the line and will be issue their ID and show it. If it's not compliant, they may be diverted to a different line, have an extra step, but people will be allowed to fly.
A valid passport is an accepted alternative. Canadian Prime Minister Carney is rejecting President Trump's push to make Canada the 51st state. At their White House meeting this week, the president said it would be a beautiful marriage between the two nations, but Carney said Canada won't be for sale ever. The Federal Reserve concludes its policy meeting today against the backdrop of President Trump's demands to lower interest rates.
If Chairman Jerome Powell's own recent cautious signals are any indication, the Federal Reserve will likely leave its key rate unchanged, keeping it between 4.25 and 4.5% for several more months as it weighs the effect of the White House's tariffs on employment and inflation, both key indicators of the state of the U.S. economy. The Fed last cut a quarter percentage point off its key rate last December. George Williams reporting.
India has fired missiles at Pakistan in what it says was retaliation for last month's massacre of Indian tourists. More than two dozen people were killed in the latest strikes. Pakistan calls the attack an act of war. Mass was celebrated at St. Peter's Basilica this morning ahead of the papal conclave. Cardinals from 70 countries are sequestering as they prepare to vote to elect the next pope to succeed Pope Francis. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
President Trump says three more hostages held by Hamas in Gaza have now died.
President Trump discussed a recent conversation about the hostages held by Hamas in Gaza.
How many are left? They said 59. I said, oh, wow, that's more than I thought. They said, well, only 24 are living, but now it's 21. That was a week ago. Now it's 21 are living.
Trump did not elaborate on the identities of those now believed to be dead, nor how he'd learned of their deaths.
Three have died. So this is a terrible situation.
One American, Aidan Alexander, had been among the 24 believed alive, with the bodies of several other Americans also held by Hamas. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israeli strikes across Gaza killed at least 59 people as Israel prepares to ramp up its offensive. Israel blames Hamas for the death toll because it operates from civilian infrastructure, including schools. News and analysis at townhall.com. A once popular internet phone and video service is hanging it up.
Skype users are scrambling to find an alternative after Microsoft shut down the pioneering internet phone service, which let people make cheap long-distance calls and chat with other users. Google Voice lets users make calls from a smartphone or a desktop web browser, but it's only available to people in the U.S. Viber users can call phone numbers but can't get a number to receive calls. Zoom offers phone options, too. You could get a number from a local low-cost virtual carrier or try other Internet phone services. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump plans to announce next week that the U.S. will refer to the Persian Gulf as the Arabian Gulf or the Gulf of Arabia. That's according to two officials speaking to the AP. The president travels to Saudi Arabia next week. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 7th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good people down there. Hey, thanks for tuning in and listening to us today. I mean, you and several thousand other out there. It's just, you know, I'm just, you know, in fact, it could be millions because we are streaming our show all over the world at KCNR1460.com. And our next guest hasn't been on the radio before, so I'm just trying to pump him up a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, we have Ben's our producer today. And he's on the phone.
Yeah. And Sandy, I just walked Sandy out to the car.
What a wonder. If you didn't hear the last segments or the last 30 minutes, head on to our archives at KCNR1460.com. Here's a lady who's been coming to every one of the rodeos since its inception in 1948 and before that.
And she wants to come back and talk about the Black Powder Gun Club and the reenactments that they're very involved in. And she wants to talk about when John Bama, how they were like sworn in deputies, junior deputies.
Oh no, and she's being inducted into the Red and Rodeo Hall of Fame this coming Tuesday.
Right.
And, there's still some tickets available. They're $50. Just go to RedandRodeo.com and dinner, induction
nice
at the, it's a great evening. And you get to, John Grounding's gonna be there, let me see who else. Jim Davis, and we'll go through all the names. But, and we're going to be giving away some tickets to rodeo, starting Monday.
Right.
And, by the way, Friday and Saturday are sold out. Mm-hmm. Just great. Thank you, Redding. But Wednesday night, Native American Appreciation Night with full rodeo, and we're beginning the, breakaway roping first time ever
right.
at the Reading Rodeo,
coming
and that's going to start. That first one's going to be out Wednesday, and then Thursday is Family Appreciation Night. Friday is Bucking Cancer, and Saturday, of course, is Veterans Appreciation Night.
Right.
So again, thank you, Reading. And as you know, the extended lease for 25 years was signed last night. 5-0. It was a 5-0 vote in favor of it, and we kind of knew it was going to be okay. Is when the city council walked in, they're all wearing cowboy hats. So that's a good sign. With 2 10-year bumps after that, so it can go up 45 years. So thank you, city council. Thank you, Reading, for supporting this. But I tell you what, it was because of you all that they were so happy to sign it.
Update with the weather. Today will be around 85 degrees overnight, lows of 58. Thursday with a high of 89, and Friday we're getting into the low 90s, 93 on Saturday, and Sunday coming back down on maybe it says Sunday night chance of showers. So we're still kind of in that Monday night chance of showers on Sunday and Monday, but Sunday day looks like it's beautiful. Some clouds, mostly sunny with 81. Here's a quick forecast for you. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where it's a family-owned, three-generational business, 365-3793, veteran-owned business where they give veteran and seniors discounts. They always try to do what they can to make it affordable for you in Shasta County.
And we're here with the Reading Police Department, and today, a first-timer.
Good morning.
Lieutenant Rob Garnero, who is a lieutenant, as I just said, and heads up field ops.
That's correct.
Field operations.
Garnero.
Garnero.
How do you spell that?
It's Garnero. It's Italian.
I was wondering.
Garner with an O. So my ancestors were Northern Italian.
Okay, because you've got the blue eyes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're the Northern Italian.
Yeah.
Rob, how did you... tell us a little bit about you. Local boy, coming from someplace else?
I'd like to do the history of our officers.
Yes, I grew up in off China Gulch in Happy Valley.
Okay.
You say Happy Valley, some people are like, really? China Gulch, which is a nice area to grow up next to Clear Creek and all that. Attended Happy Valley schools and then West Valley. And then, after graduating high school, I didn't really have a lot of direction, didn't know what I was going to do, so... my father suggested the military, so I ended up going in the Navy. And,
thank you for your service.
Yeah, I really just needed some direction, so I did help with that.
What'd you do in the Navy?
So I was a fuels engineer on an aircraft carrier, so I worked in the belly of the whale, as they say.
Yeah.
And I was also, part of that assignment was being a firefighter as well. So I went in the Navy and got all my training, was assigned to the Carl Vinson. And we were actually in the Gulf when 9/11 happened, so we were one of the first. We were the first aircraft carrier launch missions against Afghanistan. It was an interesting time.
Interesting time.
Very
you could write
time.
A whole probably what it felt like inside the energy and the camaraderie in that moment of
time.
Well,
what was interesting is I remember I was working, doing my job down in the ship by a reactor, and some kid came down. He's like, hey, a plane flew into the World Trade Center. This is the first one. Because we had CNN and stuff on the ship, but not down there. And I was like, a plane, like a passenger, like a little plane, like a Cessna?
Right.
What are you talking about?
That's what your mind wants to
do. Yeah, I didn't think like it. I'm like,
it's like a movie.
Check it out.
You've seen it in a movie, so you're like, oh, okay.
So where
no,
you
not
eat,
okay, but.
Where you eat on those ships, they had TVs that they'd stream the news. So I'm like, okay, you got to crawl up like 20 stories to get out of where I was working. I was a young man then, so it wasn't so bad. So I remember right when I crawl out of the space, there are little foxholes, and you go into this, they call it a galley where you eat. There's a big TV right there. I swear, as soon as I got out of the space, I'm looking at one tower burning, the second plane hits on live TV. And it was like 5 minutes later, the TV's cut out, the captain came on the intercom, said, you know, we had a major incident back on the homeland, we're going black. Because we even back then, this is 2001, we could email our family and stuff. We had that technology, but email was shut down.
But it didn't feel real.
No, it was very surreal.
Yes.
And then all we knew is that our ship had turned around because we were going towards, back then we would go to the straits below Iraq, just kind of security force, sit there because we had problems with Saddam and whatnot. But all I remember is we turned around and the screws on the ship, which drive the ship, went...
You can remember.
Bore. And we were going somewhere.
You remember the sound.
We were going somewhere. Yeah, and they didn't tell us where.
Right.
And ended up we went below Afghanistan and started several bombing missions. So.
Well, Rob, you and I were watching it at the same time because I saw the second one hit.
Yeah.
And, but I also, when I was kind of waking up and watching it, and how you just kind of change channels, and then it takes you a couple of times, you realize you're all watching the same thing.
Yeah.
And then the Pentagon got hit, and all that. And I was at a conference where Marines were at, and the conference ended that instant, but there were no flights. They can't remember, and they canceled all the national flights. So guys were renting cars and heading back to the East Coast, and West Coast Marines were heading back to Pendleton. So, you knew
everybody remembers where they were.
The world has changed on that moment. Okay, so...
How many years were you doing that?
I did my four. I initially didn't know if I was going to make a career out of the military. I went and enlisted. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go to the officer. I wanted to go to college, too, and that helped me pay for school. So I wasn't sure if I'm going to stay in, go officer route or whatnot. I decided I didn't really like the ocean that much and being on ships, but I really liked the military structure and, the camaraderie and the integrity and being the world's peace force to do the right thing and hold people accountable. And that kind of led to, police work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our military, our young military, can make that transition.
Right.
Because they got that band of brothers.
Uh-huh.
And they believe in service to their nation and to their community. So it's an easy transition. I mean, I can understand it perfectly.
And, yes.
And by the way, Rob is not a 5 foot four guy with a big voice. He's pretty good size here. And so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, because you were got out, and did you go to college after that, or did you?
Yes,
go?
I was okay. In college. And...
okay, well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. My guy Jeff Wurst, been in the business over 30 years down at his spot. And on Market Street. And let me tell you, if you've got a chip in your windshield or a crack up to 2 feet in length, you need to go see Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, and Jeff is a windshield whisperer. He can fix it all. He brings your vehicle into I won't say hermetically sealed because it's not, but a climate-controlled area where he works his magic, whether it's a chip or a crack, like I said, up to 24 inches in length. If you're not sure, you got a crack or you got a chip and go, gosh, should I get that fixed? Just bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment, or just like I said, bring it in and he'll, you know, there's always vehicles in there, including the big RVs. Those big RVs are traveling and they get a big chip with that rock that hits it perfectly and you get that star look. Well, he can fix those too. He's a great guy. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Rob Garnero.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
We're back 6 days a week since 1938. Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. This Friday, 5 to 10 p.m., join us downtown at the Whistle Stop Park stage for a wild time at the annual street dance. This year, featuring Ben Haggard and the Strangers. Monday is the Kitty Pet Parade at 6 p.m. in the Mount Shasta Mall. Tuesday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will once again rob a bank and hide their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues, finding the loot, and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Saddle up. They're back for Rodeo Week.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Welcome
right,
back.
Our producer's picking out this music. Love that.
It was rodeo before, and now we're talking. I don't know how many cop. I don't know how many cop songs are out there, but this one everybody knows. Welcome back to the show. And our guest today is Lieutenant Rob Garnero, who is in charge of the field operations for the Reading Police Department, and we haven't even gotten into the police department yet. We're still talking about him. So after you went to school, then you joined the California Highway Patrol.
Yeah, I was in college and I applied with the California Patrol. I tested pretty well, so it happened fast.
Yeah,
within a year, I was at the academy, which is a very high stress academy, like being in boot camp again. Probably is more stressful than boot camp.
Yeah.
And longer, but I graduated from that academy in 2005, and back then they based it off the last 4 year Social Security number. And I'm not going to tell you what my Social Security number is on the air, but it was highest. So if your Social Security number was a high number, you got first choice where you go. If it was a low number, like my last four is, you get like bottom pick, even though I graduated near the top of my class. Now they do it based on how you graduate in class.
That's what I would think. That, you know.
No, they wanted to make it fair because they said if you guys are all competing for number one in the class, then you guys are going to be backstabbing each other. That would hurt camaraderie, which is silly. And they've since changed that.
Yeah.
So anyways, I got West LA, which was actually a good thing because it was a unique place to start as a police officer because we had Santa Monica, Venice, Torrance on down to Compton and then Inglewood, which was, you know, rough, high crime area. So you just had this huge variety of places you could work. And we didn't have just the freeways down there. We worked a lot of county unincorporated, which down in LA is a city, you know, so we were responsible for all the traffic stuff. So it was fun. I spent a little over a year and a half down there. And, you know, those are my roots for police work.
And then what got you to, Reading?
I'm from up here, and I realized working down in L.A., I really liked the I worked on a lot of gang enforcement details with LAPD, the sheriff's office. We were chasing bad guys, having fun, and I realized that's what I wanted to do. I was a young guy. You know, I want to chase bad guys. I don't like bad guys. I want to, you know, make the community safer.
Yeah.
And CHP is a great organization, but it's more geared towards, you know, speeders,
DUIs, traffic violations. Yeah.
And if that's what you like, that's what you like. But I learned, like, within a year and a half, I liked doing chasing bad guys more. So I looked into Reading Police Department because I'm up here. I always respected the department and went on some ride-alongs. I also had a childhood friend who worked here, and That was it. I applied and was hired very quickly and started my career here in October of 2007. Or
okay.
September 07.
All right.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So what is the operations? What is field operations?
I would call it the backbone of the department. It's where all our officers in uniform driving the marked cars are, our community service officers that respond to calls when you call 911 or you have your, you know, something broken into or you want to report someone missing. All the basic functions of police work are at patrol. And it's our patrol officers are the primary contact with everybody on any case whatsoever, whether it could be a murder, a kidnapping, some of your big cases that would go to detectives. Everything starts at patrol. So it's very important that, you know, we train our guys right. We keep them safe so that they don't get hurt. But they also do a good job on all these initial, you know, reports, especially, you know, like a missing person who could end up deceased somewhere and earn a lot of trouble. It's really important that we have that our first responders take care of things.
And one of the big things is response time.
Correct.
And since we've been here long enough to see what happened when we lost so many officers and back coming back, response time is really important to y'all.
It is. We're all about providing a quality service to our public. So, I mean, we do the best we can, but you have to understand. I didn't realize this until I started working here. Reading is a busy place.
It's a huge place.
People don't know that.
It's a huge place, too. Mm-hmm. And having been here for 15 years and having a DA on, seeing the number of felonies that they have, that they're prosecuting each year. And then, that's didn't even begin to get into the arrests. And I think Chief Barner came in one day with the numbers and it was like,
yeah,
wow.
Astronomical.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It is. And then you get into the report writing and people don't really, you know, they see you all out there, but not realizing how many hours you spend writing reports.
Yeah. I remember they told me when I went into police work, can you write well and read well? What are you talking about? I just want to drive fast and carry a gun, you know? No, most of our job is, I'd say 80-90% of our job is, writing reports, documentation. Just doing everything right, because a lot of these cases eventually, like you said, go to the district attorney's office, so we have to have a good product that they can use to prosecute.
Yeah.
So it's very important that our men and women are articulate and do the right thing and spend a lot of quality time on their reports.
And that's one of the things when they're out on the field training, when
Correct.
They're out there with the field training officers, is if you can't write a concise, clear report, well, you may have to go someplace else.
Yes.
I know, as silly as that sounds, but that's, if you can't explain what happens.
Right.
In clear, concise language, you may need another occupation
right.
there.
Well, that's all part of the job, too. We want smart people, articulate people, because we're also dealing with the public. We want sharp men and women who can go solve issues for people, you know, make them feel comfortable and safe with us. You know, so it's all, to me, it's the whole thing. That's what you want as a police officer. You got to be able to do everything, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we look for at our department.
Where do you see yourself if you were to try to project? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Retired? I actually have about 7.5 years left. I think I'll be retired by then. I'll do the best I can in my time at the city of Reading. When it gets closer, I suppose I'll look forward to retirement because I have relatively younger children, without getting into that on the air for the public. So my wife, she is a career woman as well, and she's put a lot in the back burner for my career because police work is very demanding, especially as you move up and promote like I have. It just requires more of your time. It's not as flexible. So the plan is I retire. She focuses on her career, and I'll get the minivan, and I get to drive the kids around and tell sport events and kind of do that.
The police department here in we're very, very fortunate to have a very professional police department.
We are
here, and on the other hand, the police are very fortunate to have a very supportive city.
They are,
but they feed each other. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you know, you need both to make that kind of relationship that's out there.
Correct.
And do you all talk about that? About we're in this area, and people are very are people helpful to the police?
Yes, I think it all starts for me having grown up here. in this community. This community's always loved our police department because our police department does high caliber work. You know, I've worked in West Los Angeles, a lot of different agencies. I worked with different agencies up here. Not to say anything bad about any other agencies, but Reading PD truly has the best officers that I've ever worked with, and a clear vision, and we believe in high quality police work and taking care of our citizens. And the citizens realize that here. I knew as a little kid, they feel safe. They always had, you know, they always supported the police because we kept all the bad guys out as best we could and kept us a nice place to live. That's the way I understood it as a kid. Reading's always been nice to live because the cops do a good job of keeping bad guys away.
Mm-hmm.
We still follow that philosophy, and we focus a lot more nowadays on joining all the community events. As I'm sure you two are aware, we have so many community events
now. Oh, my gosh.
The town's growing, and there's a big demand on that for us, which can be stressful at times for some of us, but it's always enjoyable, and it's our opportunity to reach out to community members and, hey, we're normal people. We're here because we care about you. We care about this city.
Our police live in the city.
Correct.
Or in the surrounding area.
We come here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Palisadro or, you know, someplace like that. You know, but they're all around here. And I know on the highway patrol, some of them would live hundreds of miles away and
right.
come in on, you know, because they're on a, what, 4 and 3 or 3 and 4.
Correct.
And they drive in 200 miles to come in to do their job, where our police department is here.
Yeah.
You live here and you take pride in the city.
Correct.
So that means a big
part. That is a big part, too.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers and established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Cypress Square Barbershop. I've been going there since I moved to Reading in 2007. And can't say enough about their abilities at Cypress Square. Never had a bad haircut. It's not a salon. It's a barbershop, and I call them at 530-244-9478. I make an appointment, roll in there, get my haircut. Sometimes I hang around, read National Geographic and Car and Track, and chit-chat with everybody. And sometimes I'm just in and out. My buddy, my brother, Ted Lighty's there today, in fact. Like I said, never had a bad haircut. It's not a salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Lieutenant Rob Garnero of the Reading Police Department.
By the stack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go. To that full mile of the rain. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm ready.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years.
seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Golden Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Come down to Spin That Wheel and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $300,000 anniversary Swipe to Win draw. Come spin the super prize wheel for a chance to win up to $300,000 and more. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through May, starting at 7 p.m. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's hump day, and Ronnie, welcome to hump day here at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. 8:37 in the morning here. It's about going to be up to 85 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful rest of the week, and maybe get a little rain Sunday night. Maybe a little bit on Monday, but I doubt it.
Scattered showers.
Scattered, maybe.
Yeah.
So, we're here with the Redding Police Department and Lieutenant Rob Garnero, who heads up field operations. And those are not just the guys and girls in the cars and SUVs driving around, but you've got a few other things in there that you're in charge of.
Yeah, they're called, specialties or collateral assignments. So a department our size, which is a medium size department in California, we don't have full-time tactical teams or full-time tech teams or whatever. You know, we do have special services with MPU, but those aren't my programs. But what I'm talking about is I command or supervise the SWAT team, the tactical team, the unmanned aerial vehicle team, or drone, as people understand it. Then our peer support team, which supports our officers and families in need.
That's a very really important collateral assignment is your peers.
And we it is used a lot.
Yeah.
Just about every week we are coordinating how to get one of our department members some resources, help. I mean, we're a large department and we have a hard job and people have their personal lives and things, the work they go through. So we try to provide for all those needs and just be supportive to us.
Well, that's just, and you're dealing with some really tough cases. And
right.
We're not talking about a guy that fights you or you're pulling him over, things like that. You're seeing things, domestic violence, you're seeing kids being assaulted, being sexually assaulted, and
correct.
I mean, these things start building up, and your peer counseling has become very, very important in police work.
Correct, especially in these modern times, across the board in police work, you see people going out early on mental health retirement, stress, heart issues, and a lot of that has to do with what we see and deal with every day. So we're like, you know, we're investing so much into our people, and we want them to have long, healthy careers and retire and enjoy their lives. What are we doing?
Yeah.
As a whole in police work across the nation.
Sure, of course.
So wellness, officer wellness, peer support is a huge thing in police work right now, just making sure.
Well, suicide is a major problem, not only in the military, as we're still having 22 veterans a day kill themselves, but it's also in police work.
Yeah, I believe a few months ago back in Texas, there were four deputies.
Yeah, from the same department in a month.
Right.
Four of them.
I couldn't imagine.
I don't know. It's you don't want to think it's contagious, but two of them are on active duty, and I think two of them are retired. They're all within just a few weeks of each other.
Yeah. And a lot of these, we hear about them in law enforcement, but the public doesn't necessarily hear about them. Not our department specifically, although we have had that in our history, but across the state, there's a lot of officer suicides that don't go public. I mean, I had one of my sergeants contact me the other day. He started somewhere else in California too.
Yeah.
I won't be too specific out of privacy.
No, it's okay.
But he's like, this guy I worked for years killed himself. Jeez. At work.
Yeah.
This day off to go to this funeral? I'm like, yes, absolutely. Jeez. What was going on there, you know?
And there's where your peer counseling comes in, because in the Marine Corps, one of the things we train our people is if they have a question, you know, if they're worried about somebody, is they go up to them and ask them, are you thinking about killing yourself?
Really? That direct?
And it works because, I mean, you're with your friend, are you thinking about killing yourself? And they will answer it, or at least it gets it out into the open, where then you pull in other people and other support things. Oh, yeah, might read on that one.
Interesting.
It is. Because of the things you all face out there every day. And it's hard to put it, it's hard to, when you take off the uniform, just leave it there.
It is. For a lot of people.
The lady that wrote the book on PTSD, Stranger in My Bed. PTSD is, the whole family gets it. It's not just the service member or the law enforcement or the fireman or whoever else it is. The whole family now is having that same post-traumatic.
Well, you take it home with you. That's baggage that
you
know, you may or may not know it, but you're bringing it to your dinner table or to your living room. Your kids see it, and your wife sees it. They're dealing with it. You're either detached or you're angry or you're emotional. So you really got to – I work really hard on, leaving, turning the light switch off, coming home, being a husband and a good father. But there are nights where, depending on what happens during the day, you can't help but think about it. Last couple of nights I went home and – speaking of peer support, we have someone in our apartment going through something right now. So I get home with my wife and kids, and I'm trying to coordinate this because I'm in charge. And she's like, honey, what are you doing? Spend time with your kids. I'm like, well, I got to take care of this guy first. Then I'll do this.
Yeah.
And then last night we had the huge crash on I-5.
Oh, yeah. The
car goes off hilltop, hits a big rig, overturns.
Went off hilltop and did it.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The overpass past the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Northbound, she overshot that, went down that hill, hit a big rig, causing a spin out and overturned vehicles. No one died, thank God, but,
he had to pull out the jaws of life,
right,
I read.
Right. Yeah. It was, quite a mess. So thank you to the CHP and other, and Caltrans and other emergency services for helping us. But that's a major event for us.
That yes.
I'm involved in. So I get home. I had, some other things I do. So I got home late and I'm dealing with that. My wife, I'm like, I gotta go back to work. Honey.
Yeah.
She's like, honey. Great. Yeah. You've been home 5 minutes. It's like, sorry. So it's, but that, you, that's tough.
But do you do like I do and I point out that 5 minutes with me is worth hours with other other men?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah. I just try to make it up on the days that I'm not on the clock taking those calls, you know?
Sure. We're here with Lieutenant Rob Guarnero. Lieutenant, head of field operations. Peer counseling is so important. And like we said, you know, this incident last night. During the break, I'm going to ask you about this other incident because I really would like to hear the follow-up on it. But also drones. So you're in charge of the drones, huh?
Correct.
Help? They're a big help.
They are. They started coming around 2015. We started our program, me and who's now Captain Smirnos and retired Lieutenant Brian Torm kind of started the program in 2018. Yeah. And some other members of our department. And, it's come a long ways. We have, I think, 12 drones now and a van to transport them and a lot of new tools that help us in just about any kind of scenario.
Now, you use them a lot for missing people and, but I'm sure there's other things you do.
Mainly what, so I want to put this out there right away. People see the drone program and they're like, oh, they're spying on us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, we have a very strict policy. You need supervisor approval to launch them. Our pilots do, our officers. And CSOs. And then we just can't randomly, it's in our policy, we can't randomly fly backyards or areas just sniffing around for stuff without reasonable suspicion. So the only time we'd be flying over your backyard, A, we're trying to get somewhere else, or B, you've done something or you have something in your yard we're interested in on a legal basis. But we don't have the time, number one, to go spying on people. We wouldn't do that. What we do mostly use them for, though, are, yes, missing people along our river.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Especially we had the FLIR capabilities. We found people at night who fall down the bluffs, and, you know, we can see their heat signature and get a boat to them. So it's been important for that. A lot of dangerous situations, like high-risk SWAT call-outs on houses or, you know, even open areas. We can get, you know, aerial surveillance from above, but we also now have the capability to fly these little drones inside of a dwelling. That way we're not sending in our SWAT officers or other officers in there not knowing if there's, you know, a bad guy there with a high-caliber rifle waiting to shoot them. With the tools we have now, especially the drones, we can really, you know, be much safer than we were, you know, 10 years ago even.
Well, and it's, and you've got to remember what it's for. And it's like not, you know, finding people, but also putting eyes on target when Correct. When you're looking for a bad guy in an area. And with FLIR, at least you can vector people in so they can be, they can know what's going to be in front of them.
Correct.
It's very valuable in the military too. We got to take a quick break here and we'll be right back with Reading Police Department.
Celebrate another year with us this May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000. You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KIXE-PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m.
featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, we're going to have Scott Seaton from the the North State Symphony will join us, and Simpson University at 8 o'clock. And see, who's on 7:30 tomorrow? We got somebody at 7:30 too. Rick Bissetti is going to be here talking in Colt 45 baseball.
Excellent.
All right. So,
and by the way, you know, of course, it's Mother's Day weekend coming up here. So yeah. I just wanted to remind everybody that we do have four tickets for this wonderful play that's happening at the Riverfront Playhouse. If you wanted to do something special with friends or take your family or your mom, the tickets are for a wonderful play that kind of is built around the idea, the concept of the Reading Rodeo, written by Lisa Murphy Collins. So we've got four tickets for May 9th and 10th. Either one of those nights, give us a call here at 530-605-4567. And we'll make sure you get those vouchers so that you can get your tickets and go see a wonderful play. Support local theater. All right. So welcome back. And we are here.
Lieutenant Rob.
We've been really covering a lot of great stuff here.
Yeah.
I love how Chief Barner has brought in different branches or different people to bring a face into what the departments they're running and what they're doing. And it's been very interesting today with you.
Rob, so you were in charge of Cool April Nights. You were kind of the OIC of this with all that stuff going on. And you said it was huge. And was it relatively peaceful?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to, you know, thank Sergeant Brian Moore and his traffic unit who really did.
You know Brian.
They really put the elbow grease into organizing this whole thing, get it going. And I'm basically overall in charge. And I go to Brian. I'm like, everything good? Everything good? He's, I got it taken care of, Rob. Don't worry. And he did. I'm there in case anything, you know, too insane happens. But those guys basically ran the parade, and there were several events leading up to that and after. And it did go smoothly. There's a huge turnout this year. I generally go every year. I'd have to say this is the largest turnout I've seen, personally.
Well, now we've got the rodeo coming up, and we've already sold out Friday and Saturday night already, and Thursday's getting there, and as well as Wednesday. So is there anything special that the Reading Police Department does for rodeo week?
Yes, Chief Barner authorized the cowboy hats, the jeans, the boots, with our regular uniform shirt, which I think is kind of cool.
I think it's cool.
And, we, last year, one of our officers, or he's a detective, Kyle Lovelady, he's like, hey, he came from Tehama County. He's like, hey, we are allowed these cowboy belt buckles down in Tehama. Can we do them at RPD? Chief is like, sure. So several guys purchased these belt buckles. They're really cool. They have the
Reading Police Department. Yeah. Nobody else is going to get these.
Right.
Reading Police Department buckles.
You have to order it. Only officers can order and whatnot. So now those guys can wear those fancy new belt buckles.
That's great.
And run around
Cowboys. That is great. Yeah. You know, for that, you know, because it just shows support of the community and all that. And I can't help think it can diffuse some things too.
Right.
But there's thousands of people just like at Cool April Nights that come into our city. And they see our city for the first time. So it's always nice to have them see, police presence and the fact that it's quiet. I mean, there's not a lot of problems. I think in all the time I've been going, I've seen one fight. And it really wasn't a good fight. Yeah. I mean,
they never are.
You know, drunk.
It's usually two drunks.
It's just two drunks. Around. You know, they're swinging. Both their eyes are closed, and they're swinging each other from like 5 feet away. And the police are standing there watching. And going,
you just let them go for a few minutes, wear each other out.
Yeah, wear each other out, and then you go over and get them. But your traffic plan and the Reading Rodeo Association's traffic plan has got to be one of the best ever. When that rodeo is over, that place is empty in 20 minutes.
It's these plans have been in place for a long time, decades. And I think some tweaks are made to them every year depending on what's going on. But I wouldn't say it's cookie cutter, but you know, there's definitely a process that's it's tried and true that we try to follow for a lot of these special events.
We're running Robba in this year for the first time. We got Robba pickup points at the big mall and also downtown at the Robba station, so people can park away, and then these things are running every 15 minutes, I think.
Perfect.
Be coming through. So that's going to take off hopefully alleviate some of the parking problems we have. But when you get that many people there and everybody's having a great time, and all you all I'm sure want to do is, don't let me put words in your mouth, is make sure they have a good time and get home safely.
Right. It's it goes several days, the rodeo. And officers generally enjoy working that event. It's fun. You know, they get to interact with the public more than any other event, really. They get to watch the rodeo, if not too much is going on. And usually family, friends, other off-duty police officers are there. And you know, I used to work in the past when I was officer. I always had a good time and enjoyed myself. And, most you have at the rodeo, like you said, you'll have maybe a couple people had too much to drink, rolling around the ground. You take them out of there, and that's that. So
you two will stop this.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it right now. I'm going to smack you in the nose with a piece of paper. at least you get to watch rodeo. There isn't a member of the Reading Rodeo Association that's seen a rodeo. Since you're working.
Right.
I always record it on the TV. That's the only way I get to see the rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And like you all are working, we're working there, doing whatever we do. So, well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
You kind of talked to us about the drones, peer counseling, which is really, really important. It really helps our officers. And then the operations where you got everybody on the streets and cars and but you don't do the traffic division, which is...
No, that would be Lieutenant Jeff Schmidt in charge of that.
He's been through.
Special services fall under that.
But you've got the drones and all
those things. Drones, SWAT, peer support, chaplain.
Quick question on SWAT. Mm-hmm. That's just a number of the Reading Police Department's gone through more training.
Correct.
On this.
It's a selection process. You have to be in physical shape. You have to be proficient with firearms and different tools we use. So we generally, you know, we have a testing process. We select sure. the best of the best for those roles. Really ambitious guys we know are going to be team players and fulfill their role. It's really team-based habits.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, if you're familiar with the military, everybody has their job, yeah. and we got to work yeah. together to do your job. So we select those people. They train with us until we can get them a school, a two-week school, which is required by the state for yeah. them to be, you know, an active participant in SWAT operations. So they go through the school, and then it's just ongoing. You enter the SWAT team. You're a basic operator, meaning, you know, you do the basic.
Yeah, you do your regular job.
Skills. And then you can get into gas deployment to be an expert in that. You can become a sniper or an expert in breaching, which is, you know, forcing in doorways and whatnot. So your skills, it kind of builds with time on the team.
Do y'all do explosive breaches?
We do.
Okay.
We have not done one live in a real call out. Oh. Came close, but our team is, we have the tools, we train, and they're proficient.
Explosive breaches, where you put in explosives on the door.
Yeah, open it up. Without getting too far off in the weeds, yeah. there's a process. These guys have attended yeah. extensive training. It's controlled by the ATF, what we have, what we use.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't something they put 5 pounds of TNT no. on your door.
No.
I mean, this is very precise.
It's a precise process.
Very precise process.
And you don't do it when, you know, there's potential of their kid, yeah. their elderly, someone behind the door. It's like, this yeah. is like, we have someone bad in there. He's killing people or going to. We got to yeah. get in right now.
Yeah.
You know, that's when we use it, so.
All right, so thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Carl's doing a big sneeze. And it's live,
it
baby.
Me.
It's
it
live,
me.
Baby. So, we
Lieutenant
thank
Rob Garnero, thanks, you know,
thank
please,
you.
As we say to every officer that comes yeah. on is
thank you for your service.
Thank all your, thank all your ponios out there, the police department, because we are so much appreciated.
We'll see you at the rodeo.
Thank you. We appreciate your show. Thanks
okay.
for having me.
You bet.
And
okay.
your support.
Everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Radio Medical Center.